blast and fire on a London train.
We are treating the matter as a terrorist-related incident.
Missile streaks over Japan.
Flying further than any North Korean missile ever has.
Saturn spacecraft ends 20-year mission.
Cassini has changed the way we look at the solar system.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Terror on a train. An explosion and fire on a London subway train touched off panic and left more than 20 hurt. We're live this morning in the British capital with CBS's Vicky Barker.
It happened at the height of the morning rush hour at the Parsons Green station in southwest London.
For a second, it goes through my mind, I'm going to die today.
This man was on the packed train when he heard the explosion.
Turned around and saw what could only describe as sort of a movie fireball coming down the train, engulfing from top to bottom of the train, and then a sort of state of calm for a split second, and then just utter panic.
Some of the injured had facial burns. Others were crushed in the human stampede. Ambulance crews say none of the injuries are life-threatening. Scotland Yard quickly confirming it was a bomb. Camera footage shows flames leaping from a white plastic container. CBS News has learned the main explosive failed to ignite when the timer went off, or the casualty count could have been much, much worse. Steve?
About the incident, President Trump tweeted, "It was the work of a loser terrorist, and the U.S. must be proactive and nasty against ISIS, and his travel ban should be tougher." Secretary of State Tillerson is calling for direct action by China and Russia to rein in North Korea after the country's latest missile test. Asia correspondent Ben Tracy.
Sirens blared in Japan for the second time in 3 weeks, warning of a North Korean missile flying overhead. Just 6 minutes after the launch, South Korea fired two ballistic missiles of its own into the ocean, demonstrating a quick response in the event of an actual attack. North Korea has now launched 19 missiles this year. Its latest flying further than any North Korean missile ever has, about 2,300 miles. Had North Korea launched it to the south, it would have been able to hit military bases on the U.S. territory of Guam.
Well, now to Florida, where people are cleaning up and tallying the losses in the wake of Hurricane Irma. And attention remains focused on the sweltering Hollywood nursing home where 8 patients died. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Hollywood police carried out their search warrant of this facility overnight as this criminal investigation continues this morning. We've spoken with many friends and family of those inside this nursing home at the time of this tragedy. They are demanding answers.
What a price to pay. Not just my Betty, but all the people.
Governor Rick Scott here in Florida demanding that this nursing home be removed from the state's Medicaid program. We reached out to the nursing home multiple times. We have not heard back.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has the latest from the Florida Keys.
Utility companies are restringing power lines. Transportation workers are clearing roads. And the National Guard is rushing in food and water.
Thank you so much.
The port of Key West, which sees nearly a million cruise passengers a year, remains closed.
There's no Key West without the port, so it's critical that we get this open and safe.
Lucy Morrill says rebuilding in the Keys starts with the people.
We are the bridge, to keeping this community alive. It's us that work, not the houses, not the stuff. It's us.
It's the fiery end of the Cassini spacecraft's remarkable 20-year mission to study Saturn. We're live this morning at California's Jet Propulsion Lab with CBS's Steve Futterman.
And Steve, Cassini's demise was officially confirmed here just a few minutes ago.
Signal from the spacecraft is gone, and within the next 45 seconds, so will be the spacecraft.
Mission Control here at JPL making the bittersweet announcement, Cassini being vaporized after entering Saturn's atmosphere. This was a planned event, as Cassini was finally running out of propellant. Cassini revolutionized our knowledge of Saturn in nearly 20 years. It traveled nearly 5 billion miles and took more than 450,000 pictures. Live at Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
For dreamers, it might have been another night of tossing and turning after a day of mixed signals about the DACA program that shields young immigrants from deportation and whether the border wall will be part of any plan to spare it.
Even the president's campaign committee acknowledges the confusion, noting in an email to Mr. Trump's supporters that there's been a lot of noise and a lot of rumors. Hoping to fend off criticism from conservatives that he backs what they call amnesty, the president stresses he'll hold firm on the border wall. There'll be no DACA deal, he says, if Democrats don't pledge that they won't block funding for the wall. But he told reporters yesterday that money does not have to come in a package that would offer status to the Dreamers.
DACA now and the wall very soon.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
President Trump has signed a resolution condemning white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and other hate groups. It came hours after he again suggested both sides were responsible for the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia last month. In Dallas, work crews removed a statue of Robert E. Lee from a park that bears the name of the Confederate general.
I think it's sad. It's a piece of history that's been here 80-something years.
I'm glad it's being taken down. It was put up in the 30s as a sign of white supremacy.
Art's supposed to create conversation, even if you don't agree with it.
Harvard University's withdrawn a fellowship invitation to Chelsea Manning, the transgender soldier convicted of leaking classified information. It comes after CIA Director Mike Pompeo canceled a speaking engagement there, and former acting director Michael Morell resigned as a senior fellow because of the school's planned association with Manning. Equifax acknowledges a software vulnerability that could have been fixed with a simple update, allowed hackers in to steal the personal information of about 143 million of us. Michael Landaway is a security expert.
The fact that there was an unpatched server for a matter of months just opened the door to the hackers. The
Senate Democrats are introducing a bill that would allow people to freeze their credit for free. Bottom of the 10th last night in Cleveland.
Fair ball! Around third, Ramirez will score!
And the Indians won their 22nd straight game in dramatic fashion, 3-2 over Kansas City. Kids look forward to that day when their parents say it's okay to have their own cell phone. But that's when cyberbullying can start.
Researchers who surveyed over 4,000 kids in grades 3 through 5 say that 9.5% reported being cyberbullied. Bridgewater State University's Dr. Elizabeth Englander says for parents, it's definitely risk versus reward.
If you're given this device and you don't talk about how to use it properly and, you know, you don't talk about how to talk with their friends online, then they may run into some problems because of it.
Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
We said farewell to NASA's Cassini spacecraft, and on Sunday, the space agency will say hello to six researchers who've spent the last 8 months in isolation in a remote Hawaii volcano, all to test out the psychological impact of a long Mars mission. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.